بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن شاء الله today we discuss further three beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى. One is المانع الضار and النافع. Al-Mani' ulama explain is هو الذي يمنع أسباب الهلاك والنقصان من الأبدان والأديان والمانع قد يكون من المنع والحرمان لقوله عليه السلام اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. الضار refers to الضار الذي يضر العاصين بحرمانه والنافع الذي ينفع المطيعين بتوفيقه وإحسانه. So المانع refers to that being that prevents, that stops, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents destruction, calamities or problems coming our way, whether it be physical, emotional, spiritual or otherwise. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can stop the calamity, the difficulty, the problem coming our way. Ad-dar, that being who causes harm, is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Harm can only come if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has desired and willed and wished, then only will harm come to us. النافع, that being that dispenses benefit, that gives benefit, is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no commodity, there's no item, there's no thing in this world that can benefit any one of us if it is not with the permission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-mani' in salat, after the salat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after every salah, he used to recite the dua. Allahumma la mani'a lima atayt, wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at, wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi min kal jadd. Umay Allah, la mani'a lima atayt. There is no person that can withhold and stop whatever you want to give. And there's no person that can give whatever you're going to withhold. And this is that deep-rooted, firm belief that each one of us needs to make an effort to engrave, to imbue within ourselves. That benefit and harm only comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing in this world, no materialism, no creation, no entity, no commodity can ever harm, protect or benefit any one of us. Especially in this present climate that we find ourselves in with regards to the virus, it's very important for us that we deep down in our hearts we remember and understand the fact that nothing can harm me if it's not with the permission of Allah. Nothing can benefit me if it's not with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, adopting the means is permissible. So we will adopt the means, but we will fully believe that it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is doing. No one else besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if I'm being protected from the virus till today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected me. And if any person did contract the virus, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to contract the virus. So all of this is only with the permission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And al-nafi' al-arada al-mani' that being that stops. Ulama explain and say that al-mani' Nabi Sam used to make this dua after every salah. La mani'a lima'atayt, la mani'a lima'atayt. So this is that firm belief that we need to imbue within ourselves. That it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can stop anything. It's only Allah. Some ulama explain and say, important law for us before we discuss, is the names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we open up the kitab, then we will notice that each one of them has alif lam at the beginning. We say al-mani'u, al-daru, al-nafi'u. However, if we are calling out the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala using the prefix ya, meaning if we're going to be saying ya, then a person will say ya mani'u, ya daru, ya nafi'u, ya rahmanu, ya rahimu. So we won't read the alif lam to it. We say ya rahman, not ya ar-rahman, ya rahman. So ya mani'u, ulama explain and say ya mani'u is very beneficial for those people who are involved, soaked into some evil and vice. They are facing the right direction. They have sought help and assistance to clean themselves, whether it be drugs or otherwise, or anything haram a person is involved in. You've done whatever is required for you to come out. You went to the rehab, etc. Then sometimes, why that relapse? You're trying so hard. I mean, you're doing everything. You're making dua. Then some ulama have explained that this word, ya mani', is very effective. In the divine power from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, to just cleanse such a person. Ya mani', ya mani'. A person should continuously recite this name. Ya mani'u, ya mani'u. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect such a person and safeguard such a person from a relapse, inshaAllah ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, returning from one of the battles, hadith appears in Sahih al-Bukhari. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sleeping under the tree, and a kafir passes by, and he sees that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is off guard, he's sleeping, and he's got his sword at a distance from him. So this kafir comes, he picks up the sword, and he holds it and he points it at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is holding it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suddenly wakes up. He sees this man, kafir, is standing with the pointed sword in front of me. Then he asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "May yamna'uka minni?" Lot of iman you've got. Now who is going to stop or safeguard and protect you now from me? I've got the sword. You are unprotected. Now who is going to protect you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in that situation, deep-rooted iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was say, Allah. That's all. When he said Allah with iman, the sword from that kafir fell down. Nabi sallallahu alayhi picks up the sword and he points it at the kafir, and then he asks him, "May yamna'uka minni now?" Who is going to stop and safeguard you now from this sword and from me? So the lesson that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was teaching this kafir, that even if you got the sword, Allah will protect me. Only Allah. And even if I got the sword, the only person that can harm you is only with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Sallam didn't kill the person, but there was a lesson for us. That yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can protect. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, we are all okay and familiar with the incident where he had broken the idols and then he hangs the axe around the neck of the biggest idol and he tells the people, go ask him, he's got the axe, I don't know, ask him. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam in that incident, he mentioned to the people, قال, أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ. Are you going to be worshipping a creation, a created entity, which cannot benefit you, which cannot harm you? You're going to worship something like this? So ulama from this they deduce and say, anything that is masiwallah, everything besides Allah, cannot benefit, cannot harm, without the permission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying that these idols cannot benefit. These idols cannot harm. They themselves require a divine being to assist them. So for us, for each one of us, sometimes ulama say that especially for the youngsters, recently only we realized some of the old people, how soaked they are into, meaning, you know, when it comes to soccer, generally the youngsters now, they know it all, they see. You see, he hasn't scored goals. For how many matches he hasn't scored now? Isn't that transfer now? Do you want to take him? Which club? Now, the youngsters talk as if they're the managers. Yeah, no, we got the money. Don't worry. But we don't need him. As if they're doing transfers. So I thought it was only youngsters. Hey, some old people, the way they were talking. Sure. From the back in the days, you remember him and, you know, that. And sure, when they go back into the records and you say, okay, hands down, you all know more than us. So anyway, all of this, there is a lesson that these people who you are following, they also idols. People are idol worshipping them. They cannot benefit, they cannot harm. No matter how much you jump on your feet and in the air for them when they score a goal, I promise you, they won't even give you their autograph for free. They won't give it to you. They won't even sponsor you any money. They won't say, you don't have data, never mind, we play in the final, there's some data for you, never mind, transfer it for free. They'll never do anything. They're never gonna harm, they're never gonna benefit us. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that tawfiq and that realization that everything only comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amazing, there was a pious person in the 4th century of Islam. His name was Hammal. Rahimahullah, a very pious person from Baghdad, he moved and he was residing in Egypt. The king of the time was Ibn Tulun. So he went one day to the king, he knocked on the door and he said, oh king, I need to just pass on a few messages, heartfelt messages I want to give you. So he says, no problem, say what you need to. So this pious person, Sheikh Hammal Rahimahullah, he passed on the advice. The king was disturbed, perturbed. He couldn't believe someone could talk to him in the face regarding his wrongs and his ills. He said, for that the punishment is that I'm going to throw you alive into a cage of a lion. So this pious person says, I only came to advise you for your own akhirat, but you may do whatever you want to do, no problem. So they take the Sheikh Hammal Rahimahullah, and they throw him into the cage of the lion. As soon as they throw him, the lion runs in that direction, and the lion comes and sniffs. There's a slight sound, but it sniffs him, and he turns around, it doesn't bite him at all. This was the protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they took him out, the king said, hey, this person is divinely protected. So he asked Sheikh, he said, Sheikh, speak the truth. When that lion came and it was sniffing you, and it was so close to you, we were just anticipating the next bite. What went through your mind? Speak the truth. You wish that you maybe didn't give me the advice, or you listened to me. What went through your mind? So Sheikh Hamal rahimahullah explains and he says, when that lion came so close to me, I started running the pages of jurisprudence and fiqh and thinking to myself, the saliva of a lion, is that pure or not? What if it touches my garments and I got to read salah just now? I need to know whether to wash the garment or not. You see, you people on a different level, man. Divinely inspired, divinely protected. Now imagine to have such a level of, you know, istihdar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even at that moment, to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that moment, think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, those people who make an effort on their iman, those people who make an effort on their iman, this is exactly the life they live. Subhanallah, one person met up in an accident in Johannesburg a couple years ago. So his relatives were saying, he was also in the car, but he came out. There was an accident. He came out to go and assist the people that were involved in the accident. He came out, a car from wherever that car came, lost control, knocked into his car. So someone is tapping him. He say, you're helping here, something happened to your car. So this Muslim brother comes and he can't make out any part of his car. Everything is damaged. Who's in the car? Two children and his wife. So now he's thinking, I'm helping someone else. Now what? As he comes closer, he sees a hand. On the other side, he sees a leg. Comes to the front, doesn't know where's his wife. Jaws of life, we have to wait for them to come. They cut open the car. And now he's expecting the worst, he knows. So when they cut the first piece, he says, wait, my wife was in the front. The children were in the back. I don't know on which side because they were sitting there, but then there was an accident. I don't know if they came to see. So they cut the car and they see that his wife is in pieces. So all he looked and he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He took a scarf and he covered her hair. He said, no. She had a lot of haya and sharam. No one must see her hair. Even at that moment, And then they opened the back doors to see the children. Couldn't recognize his children. So he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah, back to Allah. Whatever happened was this time. At that moment, to have that courage, to be able to say that, subhanallah, what iman doesn't it take? Yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif, that one lady, her son had become shaheed and martyred in the battlefield. So this lady, the mother comes, and she's got her niqab, full niqab, parda on, and she comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she comes to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exactly what transpired in the martyrdom, what led to the martyrdom of her son. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu amazed. Sahaba asked this lady, your son, he drank from the goblet of mortality, means he became a shaheed, and you took the time to put on your niqab and your parda and still come? What beautiful golden words she says. In urza ibni, falan urza haya'i. If I lost unwillingly my son, why willingly should I strip myself of my haya? I have to come and ask Nabi some questions. Why must I leave my haya at home? And she came and she asked this question. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted that yaqeen. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, hadith appears in Tirmizi Sharif. He was sitting behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the conveyance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns around, Ya ghulam, inni u'alimuka kalimat. Let me tell you a few words of advice. And then he's talking to a young boy, and this is that imani takrar, that imani mudhakara, that ulama is speaking about, that we have to speak to our children daily about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Ya ghulam, let me tell you a few things about Allah. Ihfadhi allaha yahfadhka. If you protect the deen of Allah, He will protect you. Ihfadhi allaha tajidhu tujahak. Protect the deen of Allah, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll find Him in front of you in every step of your life. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you ask, ask only Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ, you need assistance, it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْلَمُوا, youngster, know very well, أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. وَلَوِجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. O Ibn Abbas, if the entire creation, the whole world gets together, if they want to benefit you, they cannot benefit you more than that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already destined. And if they want to harm you, they cannot harm you more than which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already destined for you. Please keep this in the back of your mind. Always remember this, that no one can benefit you and harm you more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined. And that is the names of An-Nafi'u and Ad-Dar. An-Nafi'u, to give benefit. Ad-Dar, that is that being that gives harm. It's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If harm comes from anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destined. If benefit comes from anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destined. There is one friend of ours, youngster also. All he had was one heart attack. So the doctor said, hey, you know what? We have to do an emergency stent. That's all he said. Before the stent, he passed away. Yet one of our asatiza, already 2 times they did the stent. That's besides the triple bypass that he went through. He's still alive. One person who's younger than him. So benefit and harm is only from Allah. The extent of the damage of a sickness is from Allah. And how much shifa you're going to get is only from Allah. All of this is only from Allah. We need to always connect ourselves with the 99 beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remind ourselves day in and day out that everything is only from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A very important and beneficial act that we'll see fruition in it inshallah. Even if it's once a week, if not... If possible, let's try and do it every day inshallah. If not, at least once a week. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have 99 beautiful names, call unto me with these names. Means we sit as a family and we teach the children the 99 beautiful names. We read it out and then make dua. Subhanallah, there's some people that are listening to this program, and what do they say? He says, Mawlana, since the beginning of this program, we've realized that there's so much of beauty we were losing out in the 99 beautiful names. So whenever possible in dua, the children come, we read the 99 beautiful names, and then we make dua. And then the children say, see, Allah accepted it, huh? See, Allah accepted it. Because we called him. We called him with 99 names. You see, Abi, I call you with one name, you give me. If I call Allah with 99 names, He won't give me. He'll definitely give me. So that's the yaqeen of the children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability and protect each one of us. Grant us love for His 99 beautiful names. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.